Morning. It's good to be back in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm at a loss for words. Never, me, moi. Well, I haven't done anything exciting, Miss Phyllis. Not one well, not that I know of, anyway. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Help me, church. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power of God. Our God.
One more time.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Woo, the God I serve is an awesome God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the biggest hole in our life, he's still a great God. Amen?
Amen.
And he's still an awesome God.
Yes.
A lot of times we figure out that in that hole, he's right in there with us. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been down to many days, and woo, I made it through there.
Amen.
Yeah, that little old story, Footprints, that's a pretty good poem. It said that person was walking on the beach complaining about all his or her troubles and wondering where the Lord was. Well, at the end of this story, when you're walking on the beach and there's two of you walking, how many sets of prints is supposed to be?
Right.
But the end of that story, it said there was only one set of prints in the sand. And that's what the good Lord said. That's where he picked this person up and carried him. Amen.
Amen.
So hallelujah. That's what I like.
You know, Ricardo, the word of God literally says in Corinthians, a lot of people misquote this, but they say, you know, where it says that our God is faithful. He'll not give you more than, they'll say, well, he's not going to put on you more than you can take. If you read that in the Amplified, it literally is talking about the fact that when we're going through things that a lot of people in the world have gone through, you know, no temptation has taken you, but such as is common to man. But with the temptation, he will make a way of escape, which means I'm down here in this situation. He's right here with me. And Amplified goes on to say that he'll be right there with you and put you in a landing place, which means a stable place until he can get me out of it.
Amen.
And that's what that scripture means. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
You know, I want to ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all a question. I'm ignorant to this fact. I hear preachers talk about, well, the God let you do this and God let you do that, especially when it's dealing with death. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The word says that the devil is the author of death.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, I don't see...
That he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil.
The devil. Now, correct this.
Hebrews
Why
2.
Is it that God let somebody do something?
It's choice.
Well, why is it... Well, God took him on home as if to say in the contents that God killed him so he could have him. See, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? And I said that to say this. Be very vigilant of the word. Because
Amen.
People takes things out of context.
Yes.
And it'll get you mixed up. But if you know the word,
that's it.
You can stay right on top of things. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I sat and I listened yesterday at this funeral talking about what God did and what God did. And I'm squirming in my seat. Well, that ain't right. You know, that ain't right. You know, if you're going to tell it correctly.
That's right.
And if you're not going to speak it, don't say a word. You're safe that way. And if you don't know, go ask somebody that does. Amen?
Amen.
It's a simple thing to do.
Amen.
It is what it is.
Well, you know, Ricardo... Everybody has an opinion. And a lot of people take their opinion and they make the Word of God say what supports their opinion.
Right.
And what we're supposed to do is lay our opinions aside and read the Word of God in a clear vision as to what it does say, rather than having an opinion about what we're going to find out that it says before we go in it. And that's why we've got so many different views, so many different ideas. It's just, well, you know, I thought about this here a few days ago. Well, they're in the Lord's hands, but now if you want my opinion, well, I don't particularly want your opinion. I want to know what the truth is.
I want to know what's fact.
Yes.
Right.
And but haven't you kind of experienced that through life? You know, well, they're in the Lord's hands. It's in the Lord's hands. But now this is my opinion. And we all have an opinion. Just whether or not it's right. Or what the Word right. says. What's not what
truth?
My opinion is.
When you open the Bible, it's truth. And what the Bible says, it's truth. If you read it, and you get a perception of it that's not true, I promise you, your spirit is not going to let that rest. This little bird on that shoulder is going to say, "Well, that ain't right. You need to look into that." I've been there and done that too. But now I sat and I listened yesterday. And the way they was speaking about my cousin's passing was as if that God just went ahead and killed him so that he could have him. And I'm squirming in my seat. I was. I'm like, wow, you know, when are people going to take the time to present things in the correct light? I do know this. When you're in leadership of a church, and if your facts are not straight, you're going to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a fact.
Let not many be teachers because you're going to suffer a harder judgment.
And I'll tell you this. You don't know how many times that I want to grab some of these ministers. Look. This is wrong. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to hear. Come here. There's no need in leading people in a light to where they can't see. If you're going to lead people, you lead them right. You do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing hurts, but it's still the right thing regardless. Amen. Now,
amen.
I'm done for the Sunday. Can I sit down now?
Thank you, Jesus.
We waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart. Feeling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens
and open up the heavens. We want to see you. open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power.
Only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing. Give my everything to only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I got a testimony I want to give. I didn't realize this until this morning, I believe it was, or last night, that I even had this testimony. I want to praise God. This is 2018. This is the first year since 2010. That I have not had to be in the hospital.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And they told me it'd take a while to get over all that I had, but it took a whole lot longer than I'd anticipated. But thank God. I mean, I've had some issues, you know, a few little issues, but I haven't had to go to the hospital. Amen. This year.
Amen.
Amen.
If he don't do the floors, if he don't do the floors, I'll do a tree. It's a little inside thing Dad and I have going on. Hold on just a moment. I've been trying to get him to do the floors for a long time. I ain't got there yet, but I'm working on it.
I want to thank the Lord. Of course, when we were up there the Sunday before last, Shirley had prayed for us and that the Lord is going to turn our finances around. Well, I got a call Monday morning after that Sunday. It was Russell County Hospital. I've been paying them, Lexington, you know. I mean, I got a whole long list of hospital and doctor bills. And the woman said, Miss Johnson, she says, what you just paid for online, because that's what I've been doing, she says, that's a credit to you, and we want to put it over on Bobby's and pay two of his off. Well, mine was four or five, and that come to $765, and it's only God. It's only God. Because I kept saying, are you sure? She says, yeah, you're paid in full. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know, that's our problem is sometimes we try to think how God's going to do it. I mean, I'm confessing this morning, you know. And then I have to go back and read Proverbs 3 where it says, quit trying to work it out on your own. So,
trust in the Lord with
all. And I want to say something, son. You're doing this song, Overcomers. And when you get an opportunity to read in the back side of the bulletin, it's on authority that he's given us. And so many times people are running around looking for devils. And I'm not saying there's never a time you don't rebuke him, but you got to understand that he has been deemed powerless by God.
Amen.
Jesus overcame him. And too many times we come into the battle thinking that we're fighting him. Nuh-uh. We've got to make sure our believing's right and we're not going to let him deceive us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God is so good.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. We need to have the attitude when we're going up against the devil that we're in the old situation where they say, I could go bear hunting with a switch. And not that the bear's about to get me and I'm trying to hide till I get a chance to figure out what to do. Amen.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father.
love. Destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Save your now.
Worthy of honor. living power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
You overcame.
You overcame, Jesus.
You overcame.
Overcomers, amen. No matter what's handed to us in life, there's a way out.
Amen.
And they call him Jesus. That's our way out, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good, amen.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good.
Amen.
No matter the circumstances, amen. Hallelujah. You know, I might outdo that, you reckon? Well, you can keep playing that, McKenzie. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Y'all forgive me. Sometimes I get caught in the moment of praising God, and I don't think about nothing but that. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord God.
Yes.
You made this day, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
The Word says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you right now for blessing this offering, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless the people that are faithful, Heavenly Father, to give. And I thank you for blessing the people that are faithful to come in here and clean and decorate and take care of this building, Lord God, which we are allowed to come in and worship in. So I thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Angels singing and exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. You are the Lord.
Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to Thee be all glory give.
Singing a song and it captivates you and takes you away from here. That's the way I feel every time I lead praise and worship. I feel like I'm not in here. I'm getting my praise on. Amen. That's the way you ought to do it. Don't be worried about what's going on around you. Just stick your hand up there and say, "Here I am, Lord. Take me as I am." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to remind everybody that we're going to dismiss the classes, and we're working on a Christmas program, the ones that are in it. And we're also, you know, having our little class. And Saturday morning, we're having a Christmas party for them, and we're going to go over the Christmas program. And, you know, it's not a elaborate Christmas program. But next Sunday morning, our classes are going to present the story of Jesus Christ and his birth. And so want to make sure you're here. And if you have children, have them there Saturday morning to practice. And then we're going to have a party and have a good time. So just want to remind you, and thank you very much.
Oh.